I am Lori Jenks.
And you have?
Four Paws Bathhouse.
Down on?
Hudson Avenue.
How long have you been here?
I've been on Hudson Avenue for about 13 years now. And I bought the business. It was already going for about 2 years before. And then I've been in this location, I don't know, about maybe 8 years, six to eight years.
And what is it that you do here?
Mainly we do dog grooming. We sell a little bit of merchandise, but not too much.
Are you from Seminar?
Yeah. Yeah, my family lives here and I grew up here. And then I lived on the island. I was actually a reporter on the island, but I moved back here when I had a kid and wanted to be closer to family and be able to get off the island.
What made you decide to get into grooming dogs? Is it just dogs or do you do cats as well?
We used to do cats, but then when COVID hit, the dog population just went crazy. So we just, it was too hard to find time to do cats in between the dogs because they don't really, cats don't love it when you have a ton of dogs here.
That's so true.
Yeah. Yeah, so the vets can shave the cats and do that kind of thing. So we just kind of leave that to them. And
so when you said you got a lot of dogs over COVID, so was business not too bad then during those
times?
Yeah,
I didn't stop at all. When it first started, I was probably the only one open on the street. There was, it was like a ghost town. But yeah, it just went crazy. And then I had to hire somebody else during COVID so that I could keep up. And it's just kind of gone from there.
Mm-hmm. Has business dropped off after COVID at all, or has it remained pretty good?
It's remained pretty good. I mean, everybody's mostly still got their dogs, so there's not that many groomers in town. So we're sort of all in the same boat, really.
Do you get much walk-in traffic?
Not really.
People book ahead.
Yeah. We sort of discourage that because it upsets the dogs that we're working on. And so, yeah, we don't really have a lot of walk-ins.
What do you like about having your business downtown Seminar?
Well, not the parking, but other than that, I don't know. I think it's a convenient spot for people. We get quite a few people from out of town, you know, out in Blind Bay or wherever, come and they'll go for coffee, or there's things to do down here.
That's interesting because it's almost as if there's sort of a bit of a domino effect where, like you say, somebody will come here, go for a coffee up the street.
Yeah.
So the businesses seem to sort of all
support each other.
Yeah, I think if one is thriving, then the other ones have a better chance.
Do the forest fires over the summer drop your business at all?
I don't think it did, really. I mean, dogs need haircuts no matter what going on, really. Yeah, we're sort of an essential service for pets.
Do you find business changes at all with tourist season?
Yeah, it usually gets busier. We'll get people from Alberta. We have quite a few clients that we just have in the summer, or they might have houses on the lake or whatever, and we'll get them maybe twice a year.
Got any strange or funny stories to tell about? Because you do have a very different clientele from
them. We do, yeah. I don't know. Well, I mean, if you're here early in the morning, my dog Fred has an obsession with his chew that they just found that was missing for a couple years, and he can't wait to get to work, and he runs around with it crying and shaking for about 20 minutes in the morning, every morning. And now he doesn't care.
Now he's having his little nap.
Yeah.
In the sun, he's got a sunbeam.
Yeah, he's our little mascot. We have quite a few people that come in just to see him and Bean, my other dog.
He's very friendly.
He is, yeah. He takes his job pretty seriously. he draws people in here when he lies on the back of the couch in the sun. We'll have people gathered around the window, banging on it like it's a fishbowl sometimes, because they want him to look at them.
That must be irritating for him trying to sleep.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah, being the little pug, she doesn't. She gets really mad, barks at them, but he loves people.
Would you say there's a rapport amongst the downtown business owners? Do business owners communicate with each other and share concerns or successes?
I think they do. I haven't been super involved, but we buy lunch every week, so we, you know, support all the local businesses, or the food businesses anyway, ourselves. But we, yeah, I mean, there's the Downtown Salmon Arm Association that has a Facebook page, and there's a lot of communication. If anything's worrying anybody, like we've had some incidents with people in the downtown that business owners will warn each other, or
that's kind of interesting that, you know, you do have a place to go where you can discuss issues that are happening. If you've got a customer or a person wandering around doing things that, you know, could, that you can warn each other about, like
I don't think there's a ton of that. I think mostly they'll communicate about just events that are going down downtown and who's going to be involved and stuff like that.
That's good to know.
I think I know most of the business owners on this street. I mean, the Nippa from the Thai restaurant next door, she pushed my car out of the snow one time. And
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a tough lady. I had a couple guys that couldn't do it, and she's like, do you want me to try? And I'm like, oh, no, that's fine. And she's like, oh, no, I'll just give it a try. And she did.
Would you like to say anything about your business to encourage people to come in?
Anything that makes you different?
Well,
apart from your two mascots?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think both Victoria, my other groomer, and I have lots of experience. I've been doing it for on and off, I would say, for about over 20 years now. And I was trained by a master groomer, so I think we're pretty competent groomers. But I haven't worked with any of the other ones in town, so I'm not really sure how they are. But we just try to give good quality grooming and be as professional as we can.
Well, thank you.